Hormonal therapy is a very useful tool to be used in papulopustular acne, especially when it is present in the form of a syndrome associated with polycystic ovarian syndrome. So in those cases and in female patients, we have a very useful tool, that is hormonal therapy. It is used in cases with failed response to the standard antibiotic or combination regimes, or those who have some hormonal problems, as in case of polycystic ovarian syndrome. So in those, we can give hormonal therapy for the menstrual control and also for the contraception, which is required along with the acne therapy, that is isotretinoin. So example of this is when we are giving OCPs for as a contraceptive for a patient who is taking isotretinoin. Usually we counsel the patient and we give double contraception in them. When oral isotretinoin is inappropriate or not available, so in those patients, along with the topical treatment or antibiotic, we can start the hormonal therapy. All of the hormonal regimes should be combined with the appropriate topical therapy. So here again, we are giving a combination treatment, as I mentioned earlier, that the combination treatment is always superior to the monotherapy. So potential hormonal treatment which are given for the acne include the drugs which are the inhibitors of androgen production. So we are going to stop the production of androgen in the first place. So these are the class of the drugs which inhibits the production of androgens from the ovaries. Either they are OCPs or low dose steroids. The second class of the drugs are those which blocks the action of these androgen on the receptors. Yani ke androgens ko ya to pehle humne produce hi nahi hone dena, ya phir agar wo produce ho rahe hain to humne us receptors ko block karna hai jis pe jaake androgen attach honge aur apne effect produce karenge. Third class of the drugs are the anti-androgens that block the effect of the androgens on the sebaceous gland. So iska matlab ye hua ki androgen produce bhi ho rahe hain, apne receptor pe act bhi kar rahe hain, lekin hum uska jo effect produce hoga sebaceous gland pe usko stop kar rahe hain. Us class of drug ko hum keh rahe hain anti-androgen. To hamare paas basically teen groups ho gaye. First, inhibitors of the androgen production. Second, androgen receptor blockers, and the third is the anti-androgens.